for the first time since the opening day of the season, you haven't scored in the league. What's going on?
Yeah, probably wasn't one of my better games today, but you know, I don't really care. As long as we have 3 points in the bag and a good team performance, then that's all that matters.
It all seemed to be not quite wrapped up, but you got those two goals in the first half. Mark Sykes with the opening goal, then an own goal from Johnny Taylor. 2-0 at halftime, a fair reflection?
Yeah, I think so. Apart from really maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes where Ards had a period of pressure from corners, you know, I think we dealt with them really well. And, you know, we came away with two good goals and sort of really took the pressure off us. And you went going in at half time a 2-goal lead, it's a difficult one. We needed to get the third one, and thankfully we did.
Well, you got the third one after Ards had a goal ruled out. Michael McClellan thought he'd pulled it back to 2-1. Was there a bit of a delay between the ball going over the line and the match officials disallowing it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we'd sort of thought that they had scored, and there was a bit of a dilemma with the referee and the lino, and, you know, eventually they decided that it wasn't a goal.
What was the decision, Andrew, do you know?
I don't know, personally. I was down at the other end of the pitch, but I believe it could have been something to do with somebody being in front of the keeper. I'm not sure.
Right, we'll have a look at that in the Irish League show. And then to add sort of salt to the Ards wound, Mark Sykes pops up seconds later to make it 3.
Yeah, it was probably the best time for us to score. Mark's been phenomenal from the start of the season, and he's popped up with 2 very good goals today. Another day could have had a hat-trick. But, you know, we're just delighted to come away with 3 important points.
I'm sure you can't believe how well it started for you. You're averaging a goal a game in the league yourself personally.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely delighted with the start. It's just up to me now to continue that and to continue to progress here at Glenavon. And there's no better place for me to do that. You know, this is the club that I've been a ball boy at, and, you know, it's a club that I really want to do well for.
And you're scoring goals, the team. I mean, that's now, what, 21 goals in 6 home matches. You're very, very strong at Mournview Park. And you have another Friday night game coming up against your old buddies at Dungannon.
Yeah, exactly. Friday night will be a good game. It's great to play here at Mournview on Friday night. You always get a good crowd. And hopefully on Friday night we will get 3 points here at Mournview.
You'll celebrate if you score on Friday evening, Andrew, will you?
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
And I mean, looking at the overall picture, I'm sure your manager, Gary Hamilton, was delighted with a clean sheet. You know what managers are like. They're obsessed with clean sheets. How long can you keep this great goal-scoring run going?
Well, you know, we're playing with such confidence, and, you know, we go out there every game and we just feel like we're going to score. You know, it's great to keep a clean sheet today, and it's so important to keep clean sheets in this league. You know, if you keep a clean sheet, you're going to win the game more often than not. So, you know, we just need to continue to keep those clean sheets and score goals at the other end.
Have you set yourself any particular target in terms of numbers? I know what strikers like. They always know how many goals they've scored.
Yeah, well, you know, if I can get them a target from last year, you know, I'll be doing very well. You know, if I get the 25, 26 goals, I'll be happy. But again, I want to push on and probably nudge 30 if I can in all competitions.